had depression for Markila made of Duru, Markila, Maddox, Maddox-Duru, Duru, date of birth 5/21/1991, date of accident is 9/8/2025, date of service 10/9/2025. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation, and initially she has been involved in an automobile accident recently on 9/8/2025, where she was rear-ended as a restrained driver. Impacting her car caused her headache, which are mostly in the back part of the head, off and on. Sensitive to the noise associated with vomiting. But other than that, no TBI symptoms are reported. She has a small bruise in left leg, which is healing up. Bruise on the right leg is healing up. She has some tenderness of the SI joints and paravertebral muscle spasm. And pain in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder is the major issue. Currently, patient reports her right shoulder and left shoulder. She can move up to 180 degrees and no pain are present, but she has a pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 9 to 10. The arms are not hurting anymore, and she actually has to walk to get more comfortable. Walking long time, not possible, but walking does help. Standing 15 minutes, and she gets tired, and 20 minutes of standing she can do. Also, her elbow and shoulder are not painful, and she's got some improvement. Overall, the pains are between 7 to 10. They are from 5 to 8. And ADLs are affected 6. 80% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance system. Physical examination, blood pressure 133 over 82, pulse 71, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 9/29/2025, dictation number 1001-058. An MRI for the lumbar spine and cervical spine was ordered and has been now available. It shows a bulging disc at L5-S1 affecting both L5 and S1 nerve roots with mild bilateral foramen stenosis, indentation of thecal sac, and bilateral facet hypertrophy. In the cervical spine, patient was found to have multi-disc involvement. Do not have the report right now ready. No radiculopathy is reported by the patient. The pains are all localized. Reviewing the maps and the labs, patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue at 3 times per week in the area which are painful, neck and the lower back mainly. With traction massage, patient remains off work. Phosphorus replacement and transportation is added. Patient is provided with the following medication, which is Mobix 7.5 mg twice a day. Flexeril 2 times 10 mg, Protonix 20 mg twice a day, Tylenol with codeine, number 4, 60 tablets for pain relief, Neurontin 600 mg for headache and for neurological pain, Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Nemadigesic for headaches, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief is provided. The patient is otherwise stable. The MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine have been discussed with the patient in great detail. The patient has been advised that if her pains are not controlled by physical therapy, she may choose to have an injection with steroid called epidural injections that can be in the forthcoming. Thank you.